I think any length of duration that a pro player plays, he figures out how to play. And he's grown as a player. He's been in the league for, you know, a number of years now, so he understands the violence of the business. And he understands how to protect himself, and that's something that he's good at. And all the good ones are.
But the way he's picked up his game the last few weeks in particular, I mean, do you see the rest of your room kind of pick it up too when they see him really start to produce?
You know, the guy that leads the charge with that is Coach T. Coach T does a great job of painting the correct picture for these guys. And, you know, along with those guys, it's us coaches. And what we try to do is we just try to put those guys in the best position we can.
Are there ways he's still improving? I mean, as good as he's been, is he still things he's picking up? You see in his game, nuances or anything?
Again, now, to me, if you're a pro football player and you play a length amount of time, you got to always grow. Otherwise, your seat gets old and somebody else occupies it. So that's the watermark for everybody that plays in this league. You got to continue to grow and you got to continue to play better each week.
How much assessment did you do of Ben's play from the first half during that bye week?
We do it pretty regularly, weekly. We try and evaluate the good and the bad and the things we need to keep improving on. I think the games that we didn't play really well in kind of speak for themselves, and then games where we probably played, solid enough, we did a nice job. But not necessarily critique as much as just looking at what we might have to do ahead in the upcoming opponents. And kind of where he needs to be at that point. So one of the things was rest this week. And you noticed he didn't get a whole lot of work in that regard as far as throwing and things like that, just trying to rest up for the last 8 weeks.
Is that something you have to be more cognizant of as he gets
Well,
older?
I definitely think you should. I mean, we have. Generally on Wednesdays he doesn't practice much. We don't script him into a lot of the practice. And then he casually just keeps pushing himself in more and more. And this just gave him time to be able to say, let's just back off a little bit. And it's been good for him. I think he was fresh today and wanted to kind of go, and we kind of held back. So he'll practice on Wednesday.
Is his accuracy what it was in the past?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can say it was great, bad, indifferent.
I mean, it's still good, but it's
yeah,
he's made
no
some
doubt.
Throws
I mean,
this year that you see that didn't look like Ben.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just a situation, and he'd be the first to tell you that. Oh man, I missed that throw. Or I didn't get my feet right, or I rushed it, things like that. But not necessarily. I mean, it all kind of goes hand in hand. You put balls in position for guys to make plays, and that's what they do. And generally, we're in the atmosphere of being able to do that. So,
Randy, how do you find a balance when he's having been through a stretch where maybe he's not?
Well,
the unit isn't in
you just get used to you get used to the Superman cape coming off all the time, and it just hasn't yet, maybe. There's been series, there's been plays, there's been a lot of really unique plays made. But I think everyone, including ourselves, we get caught thinking that Superman cape should be coming off every play when it doesn't necessarily have to. And, again, if we protect the ball and we keep giving ourselves a chance to win, that's the end story, the end game.
Is he sometimes too reliant on Antonio?
I don't know if you could ever be too reliant. I mean, he's proven. He makes plays. I think sometimes it goes back to people, if you're in a situation in the game and you're trying to make a play, you go back to situations where guys have made plays for you. And like I said, he's starting to – you see the little chemistry between him and Juju. And we've seen chemistry with him and 10 before. So it hasn't mattered who's playing. The ball has to be dispersed to the right guy more often than not. And obviously there's times where it might go to AB, and AB makes that special play. But they've done that for a long time together.
As far as arm strength and just talent qualities, do you still see everything in place?
I do. I mean, I still feel the accuracy. I still feel the ball coming out. You all are out here at practice every day. I mean, there may be a moment or two in time where he may throw it like a 36-year-old. And maybe a 36-year-old has a moment where the ball doesn't come out perfect. But we're talking about perfect. We're not talking about good enough and special because that's generally what he is.